Russia, leave Ukraine or Ukraine now. Peace be with you too.
I'm so young. Just married and want to go and become a monk. You must be kidding. How long will this last? You see each other every day. Yum, yum. Okay, that's the problem. You see, we only have problems when we have an object of desire. Actually, it's like that. And mostly we have an object of desire because we mix with other people. Yeah? And our karma has a chance to come and find us. You see, a last karma partner or something like that. That's why it's also helpful. Like many yogis, they go into the Himalayas. So cold, they couldn't think of anything else. Too cold for the hormones to work, you know? Everything's freezing. Yeah. So they don't see woman, you know? For men, it's even more difficult. There was one of your brothers who wanted to come to stay with me so much, but he was still with another lady, you know, also your sister. And he still wanted to come to stay with me. Well, I didn't let him, of course, but then before that I asked him, well, what about her? You know, because he was kind of passionate about her anyway, you know. So how would you control this, your physical demand? He said, if I don't see her, there'll be no problem. That I believe him too, you know. Yeah, it would work better, you know. But I don't know if you can bear it. It's easy to say that and do that for a few days, perhaps, you know. A few weeks maybe. But then your old habit of demand of the body, the mind, and the karma, it might push you back. Yeah, okay. So we will see if these representatives of your brothers and sisters are doing anything good or not. Then maybe we have a chance to expand. All right? Take it easy on me also. Huh? Don't keep crying like that. Also, take it easy, okay? I really love to have a big family. Yeah. Maybe we can work it out, okay? First, I take these few idiots and then... The ones who want to sacrifice themselves, you know, the lamps. And then we'll see how it goes. Okay, guys? Just keep up your meditation, your positive spirit, work for the good of humankind, and then your karma might change. Yeah, you earn enough merit to cover it, and who knows? Okay? Don't sit there, complain. Do something. If your clothes are torn, you fix it. Yeah? Oh, go out to work, earn money, and buy new clothes. See? There are always some solutions. Who knows? Yeah? Okay. Yeah? All right. Kapish, kapish, kapish. Voila. Now, it's time to eat or anything? You eat already?
No.
What? No lunch? Yeah, of course not. It's better two times a day. I also eat only twice a day, at home even. So these 11... clever idiots, please be prepared. You don't have snacks, or of course you have. They sneak and have snacks all day anyway. Only me, who doesn't snack and have two times a day.
Master was walking downstairs, mm-hmm. walking upstairs. Mm-hmm. Am I one of the idiots or one
I think you are one of the idiots. No, I don't mean you are idiots. What I mean is, in the sense of the word, you are idiots, you know? Because you can have a boyfriend, girlfriend, family, have a good job, or have your own house and your own car, your own privacy, but then you want to give that up to come to stay in an unknown area with an unknown woman. And you don't know what's going to happen. So I say, in the sense of the word, you are idiots. But who knows, you know? The ones who win, lose, the ones who lose, win, the ones who are stupid are clever, the ones who are clever are stupid, who knows, eh? Right? Okay. Look at the one who is so clever, crying to want to be stupid. Yeah, never mind. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, okay? Things always change. A few years ago, did we have this place?
No.
Even a year ago, did we? No. I also didn't think that I would come here. get a hotel and come here see you. I did not even plan that. I did not even see into the future. There's no need to always see into the future. There's no surprise, you know, no fun. Just wait to see what happens. Yeah? Okay. What are you, Spanish? Yes?
No, Slovenia.
Slovenia?
Slovenia, yeah.
Ah, very nice people. I'm sorry, maybe next time? Who knows, yeah?
No. I didn't fly this
time. Did you know? Is that yours?
Yeah.
So somebody gave it to you, but it's not yours?
No, it is mine, but I did not apply.
I know, but somebody did not give something to you before. The car to give it to somebody else, I guess. Passing by.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind, don't worry. It's good. Oh, it's very complicated, this life. I also don't like it very much. Some people who want to come cannot come. Some people who don't want to come have to come. Yeah, some people like to have this as a boyfriend, cannot have. Yeah, and some people who don't want that as a boyfriend have. You know, just all kinds of things. Really, huh? Mostly we don't have what we want. So better want nothing, yeah? So we don't get hurt, okay? Yeah. All right, I go down for a little while, maybe. Yes, ma'am?
I have two things. The most important is that today I talked with the office of the president.
Okay.
With the girl who is responsible for the PR, public relations.
Yes.
She will ask him whether it's good to meet us in a small group or in a little bigger one, in a picnic or in an official meeting. So it will happen this week.
Okay. It's not that I don't want to welcome him here. It would be an honor for us. It's just that I don't know if it's fit for him to come here, such a small area like this, and we don't have a palace or we don't have anything for him. It's just a small hotel.
Master, I thought maybe now is a good possibility to suggest him that we prepare the award, special award for him.
Yeah, but we did.
But they really didn't come through, you know, through the bureaucracy.
Oh, I see. So they didn't know.
It's different.
Oh, sure, we can do that. Of course.
Because girl didn't know anything. She's very young. She's a very nice girl.
Yeah. We did send before my letter and we wanted to give him the award a long time ago.
But after the letter, you know, Master, very happy to have the interview.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah, okay.
I mean, and we will know.
If he wants to accept, then we prepare it.
Then
we have to know it in advance in order to prepare. The plaque takes a long time.
Yeah, but this
to
is
write it on.
In future, it will. We can just suggest. What I wanted to say to all of you, before, when you ask who will come with us, my hand just go alone, you know, itself. And then I said, oh, but I am so happy married, you know.
Yes.
I happily married on 12th of May last year.
Oh.
And I must say that now is the 8th celebration, the 8th year that we are together. It was the first day when you come to Ljubljana Center, it was our relationship. Uh-huh. And the romantic relationship happened almost 9 months before. It was like platonic love, deep unconditionally, just after my initiation. Mm-hmm. That day, that very day, when we went with Tom to the place where I live at the seaside, he cleaned all the car and repaired everything. My husband, my now husband, it is
not
my second one. He is initiated for 10 years
now.
Almost.
Oh, so you just met each other recently?
Beg your pardon?
You just married recently, you
said? 1 year ago, 12th May.
If you're happy, then just stay there.
Yeah, sure. Okay. But what you said, it is a mixture of a lot of karma together, you know? Because he has two big sons. One is initiated, was yesterday here. And I have two big daughters, and he has two sisters. And and there is the ex-wife who is initiated, and he's a friend of us. And there is, you know, all of those things. And neighbors and so on.
Very interesting.
Yeah. But... But is this unconditional love that is important and is not important, you know, the attachment. The attachment just leaves you when there is unconditional love. Yeah.
How romantic. Don't worry.
Enjoy. No, I'm not worried. I'm enjoying very much. Yeah. I didn't apply for anything.
No. So I didn't see your hand rise. Yeah. I didn't see anything. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about a thing. Continue living your life, okay?
Yeah.
There's no need to always follow me. You're always following me anyway, okay? Just some people like to be around, and if their karma allows, I welcome. Okay? Yeah. Anything else?
Master, this dress is so beautiful. I just thought, oh, you must come in such a dress, you know, to that picnic.
Oh,
what do you suggest, to have a picnic?
Oh, we have many more. We have
or just a lunch?
I don't care, whatever. Whatever they like, because they are the guests, okay?
Thank you.
Either if he would like to come to Taiwan, also fine. If you want to come here, in Europe somewhere, I meet him. If you want me to come to the presidential place, I will come.
Okay, we suggest Slovenia, okay?
Okay,
yeah.
Because he's the awardee, so he should have a choice to make him happy, yeah? Yeah? It's not about me to have honor for myself or for Taiwan or for Austria. It's about him.
Yes.
Because he's a good president. So whatever he likes, we do it.
We do that.
Okay?
Yeah.
He's an awardee. You understand me? Yeah. Even if he doesn't take the award, what I mean is he's the one that we want to make happy. Okay?
Yeah.
Not me, that he must make me happy. No, it's the other way around. So I will be flexible. All right? Yeah.
Thank you.
You just let me know. Write a letter. Tell me when, where. Okay? All right. That's it. Very simple. Yeah? But if you want the plaque award for him, we have to prepare it in advance. We must prepare. Maybe I tell him to prepare it. And if he wants it, we give it to him. If he doesn't want it, I keep it and reward myself. With his name on it. That's the problem. See, it has to be individually carved on crystal. Name and how many hearts. Not really, we don't carve them, but the crystal have to carve the name, the writing on it. Writing the gratitude and things like that on the plaque. It takes time. Okay, we just prepare the plaque, and if he wants it, we bring it out. If not, then we just present it. And if he says no, I take it back. No, they will say, okay, you're right. But this is because of personal contact. But if we can do like that, so we prepare the plaque if we have enough time. Yeah, maybe 1 week, maybe not. If we have it there at that time, then we will give it to him. There's no need to ask anymore then, okay? But the thing is, most people, we don't even know them in advance, so we have to write them a letter, yeah? And we give them a lot of options, you know? We could even send it by post also, or we send by representative.
It was the WWF, the World Wildlife Fund. Uh-huh. We just went there and gave it to them.
Oh, okay, possible. Maybe we do that in the future. Oh, maybe it's better like that. But I thought we should be polite and ask them first, you know? But the thing is, many people present it with awards. Maybe they worry we want something from them. So now I add a letter inside saying this is absolutely unconditional and we don't accept any reward or contribution of any kind. It's just to show gratitude and, you know, make good example for people. Okay, or maybe we can do like that. Yeah.
Now we could do it again with the World Health Organization. Uh-huh. We wanted to give it to them because they did this campaign about tobacco. Okay. Now they're doing the campaign against alcohol, which is also good.
Oh, we can do that, okay. We will maybe organize like that, yeah? If somebody can come in there or have an interview, if we could ask for an interview. But we don't want to be pushy. We just give a reward with all good intention and love. So if they decline, then we don't do anything. Yeah, that's okay. We still announce them on TV that they are good people and so, you know. So whatever, it doesn't matter to us, really. Okay? Yeah. If we can present them personally, that's wonderful. If not, then it's fine. We still glorify them, you know, behind their back.